And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. And we're having a great time talking half day fishing and more. And all kinds of good stuff going on here on this summertime fishing frenzy. And we're giving away a great prize, too, right, Rick?
Well, you're not kidding, man. I've just been so fired up this whole show talking about fishing aboard the Daily Double, all the good fishing that's going on local in San Diego, all the range from the Daily Double, half day, going out to the kelp beds up in Imperial Beach, or down to Imperial Beach and Point Loma, and all that great fishing. And somebody's going to get to go fishing aboard the Daily Double. We're giving away a half-day trip for two to go fishing aboard the Daily Double. It includes tackle rental if you need it. So if you want to go and take a friend of yours that doesn't fish, Fred's going to throw in the gear along with it. So really appreciate that awesome opportunity. Again, somebody's going to go half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double. One lucky caller at the end of the show today. And if you want to get your chance to win that great trip, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Fred, have your questions answered, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local number. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's your chance to get through and talk to Captain Fred.
You just posted an amazing picture on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's a monster.
That's a monster. That's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Yeah, so Dr. Ken Morris, he's a good friend of the show. You know, he's always on, you know, we called him the fishing physicians when he was back in with Marty. And, you know, a big help and supporter of the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge over the years. Dr. Ken Morris, good friend of ours. He went up to Kingfisher overlapping days with Let's Talk Hookup. They couldn't make the Let's Talk Hookup trip, but they could get there at about the same time. So our last fishing day was when they arrived. We all hung out in the room the night before, and they kept the ball rolling and went after us. And he sent me a picture of a yellow-eye rock cod yesterday that, if it's not the biggest one I've ever seen, it's just a dinosaur.
I mean, it was like 30 pounds?
I don't even know, dude. I don't even have a guess. It's got to be
giant.
Over 25. I mean, it's huge. I really encourage you, if you want to see a big, giant rock cod, jump on our Facebook page and check it out. Let's Talk Hookup. It is a very, very impressive one. And it was 100% successfully released, that giant fish. Yes. So yellow-eye rock cod is a pretty strict limit. You know, of one, you get one of them.
You get one per year.
But they have gotten really good with the rockfish descending devices. So we all use, you know, that Rocklease style, you know, rockfish releasing tool when we're up here. Those guys, because they fish salmon, all have their downriggers equipped with these heavy downrigger balls, you know, 15 and 20 pounders. So when you're done salmon fishing at the end, you know, usually fish your salmon in the morning. When you're done salmon fishing, you go to the rock cod grounds. They attach the rockfish release clip right to where your release clip would normally be for your downrigger line for salmon fishing. When you catch your yellow eye, you pop the thing up, you take a quick picture, you clip it onto it. Then you can send it down with the downrigger, and you can get that fish, you know, several hundred feet deep, get it completely decompressed. Pop a button and the downrigger just, you know, retracts itself. They all use automated downriggers up there. I mean, it is no harm, no foul, super easy, and they have amazing success rate releasing those yellow eyes. Just like down here, they've got killer, you know, GoPro footage where they, you know, you see a picture of a fish with the air bladder all blown out and the eyes all bugged out, and you'd think, okay, that thing's a goner. They got killer video of those things on the release going down to 300 feet. You see, literally see the eyes suck back in, and the fish just swims off the line like nothing ever happened. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So check that out. If you are not on our Facebook, you haven't friended us on Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Easy to find. Go to letstalkhookup.com. On the top right corner, you'll see all the links to our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our email blast. You can link to that, too. So just do it right now and check out the giant yellow-eye rockfish.
That's a big one.
From Kingfisher Charters. Here's a giant in the business. Jack Nielsen, what's up, Jack?
Hey, morning, Jack.
Hey, Good morning, gentlemen, and you too, Pete.
Thank you.
Listen, just got off the surgery. Just a quick little report. 3-day trip with Art Taylor on a great boat. What a nice operation that is, the surgery. We did a 3-day, kind of tough fishing. Just one bluefin on a vertical jig, and then we went San Clemente and did some yellowtail fishing, which was good, but it was tough because of the weather. But
sure.
The yellowtail fishing still is good there. I bet if the weather lays down a little bit, I think it's going to be excellent. But had a great time, great boat. Had 24 happy guys on an accurate sponsored trip. So anyway, just want to let you know. I'm thinking of you, okay?
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds like a nice variety of trip, too, there. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
You do a little offshore, do a little inshore up at the Clemente, and I'm sure Art treated you to a very nice trip aboard the
super comfortable
searcher.
Oh, it was very nice. It's a very clean operation. I mean, in every respect, the way the boat is run, the galley, the bunk areas, it's a really nice setup. I really enjoy that boat.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure.
And then at the end, we went and got some bottom fish and rock fish, so we got the whole 9 yards. You know, it you get a little tough, but San Clemente is definitely happening. The weather lays down a little bit. I think it's going to be a pretty good place to fish.
It's supposed to be a decent week of weather this week, so you better get back out on the boat now, Jack.
I wish I could, but I got to go to Kona.
Oh, darn. You know, it's hard being Jack, isn't
it?
It's not easy.
Yeah, all right. Well, have fun in Kona, Jack, and give us the report on your big blue marlin over there.
All right. God bless. Thanks,
all right.
Yeah,
Jack. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance. What's up, Scott?
Oh, I'm getting things done, buddy. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Hey, Captain Fred mentioned something that kind of jogged my memory, and I just wanted to reiterate for him. You know, he talked about bringing the kids down in the summertime and dropping them off on the boat to give them something to do. You know, that's kind of where I started in the whole sport fishing industry. Is my dad was a single father, and when I was 13 in the summer, you know, he had to work and try to figure out something to do with me, and the boats were a good place to drop me off because I couldn't get in trouble, and I learned all kinds of stuff about fishing and dealing, you know, talking to people, meeting people, those types of things. And it's just a lot of fond memories. So I just wanted to reiterate what Captain Fred also said, and also thank him for all the work he's done with the children over the years. I mean, he's done a lot of trips for a lot of different children's causes, and it doesn't go noticed by a lot of people. So I just wanted to give him some kudos.
Morning, Scott. I always appreciate it. I'm a fan of yours as well.
All right.
Good,
Scott. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
keep,
Scott. Appreciate that. And I want to, you know, our listeners to know that you guys are doing a great job at Snap Insurance, formerly Fifth Avenue Insurance. I know you're spending a lot of time in the city council, but I know you have some great people at Snap because I deal with them all the time. That's where I have my insurance, and you guys do a super job.
Thanks, Pete. And do you see that picture of the rock cut my grandson caught the other day?
We're going to post that on our Let's Talk Hookup website for sure. That is a monster.
Yeah, he was pretty stoked. His first time out there doing some serious ocean fishing, and that was the first fish he caught of the day. So he was pretty stoked.
That was on your Parker?
Yeah. We took it out on Father's Day, and you know, it was either chase tuna for his first trip, and maybe something happens, or go somewhere I think I could at least put some stuff on the line for him. So we decided to go cod, and had a real, really good day.
That's fantastic.
Cool.
Great. And we'll put that up on our Let's Talk Hookup photo of the week this coming week. So check that out. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for the input. Sure appreciate that. Let's go live to the tribute right now. Captain Mike Pritchard, or should we call him the big winner of Tuna Wars. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Fred.
What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Mike.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. Congrats. Sounds like it was a tough fishing, but you found some great fish and had a very happy group of guys on the Tuna Wars trip.
Yes, we did. We pulled off the win. You know, it's been tough. You know, the last couple of years, it's that time of year. There's plenty of fish around, lots and lots of bluefin, same kind of deal. 2 days of some picky fishing, but we did manage a 40-pound bluefin, a 30-pound bluefin, and a yellowfin for our top three biggest, and pulled out the win there ahead of Taro on the on the Liberty. He was close. It was just
really
about
close.
Just about 2 pound difference.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
exciting.
Now what happened to wait. What happened to Jim Hughes on the Cortez?
You know what? It's tough fishing. Yeah. It's been very, very up and down.
Jimmy let me down, man. I was rooting for him.
He focused on that bigger fish, and there's been a lot of big bluefin around, and it would have only taken one.
For sure.
Really, I mean, we hooked a fish on the Yummy Flyer on Thursday, and it was probably about 150, 180-pound fish, and it ended up chewing through. But, you know, we had already had a little bit of a comfortable lead at that time, and Taro ended up picking up a couple bluefin the second day that put it close. But we're pulling on that fish. And it's funny because Paul Hebert was the one who hooked it. He was the one holding the yummy rod when it got bit, and he was standing on the upper deck. And, you know, he's got that character laugh, and all of a sudden I hear him laugh, and I go, what? He goes, they're blowing up on it.
Oh, that's cool.
The rod loads up, and he starts pulling on it. It was a big fish, and I go, oh, man, here's the ringer. This is going to be a shoe-in, and the darn thing chewed off.
Oh,
that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Yeah. But, yeah, lots of fun and good weather, right?
Yeah, we had fantastic weather. We ended up yesterday we had a trip. We actually came in early on a two-day trip. It wasn't – so the weather was that bad, but it was we rescheduled our second day for a future date. But the weather over the weekend was phenomenal. I mean, it was flat, glassy, calm, just really great. We had a few wounded warriors on the boat that they invited out. Very, very fun fishing. Those guys did extremely well. We had pretty good yellowtail fishing to go with it. We had a handful of yellowfin, three bluefin, and then we had 53 yellowtails. So overall, we ended up catching some fish, and those guys had a great time. And we can't thank those guys enough for what they've done, their service.
Yeah, no kidding. And thank you for what you did and the guys from Wicked Tuna, too, for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We raised enough money between Tuna Wars 3 as well as the captain's reception on Tuesday night to take over 100 kids fishing.
That's rad.
So
right
that's
on.
Really, really
that
cool.
That's entirely what it's about. I mean, such a great charity, such a great cause, and, you know, keeping kids interested in our sport and some of us our occupation.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, when's the next trip?
We are running daily. We have trips scheduled tonight throughout the week. I know starting tomorrow night, we're going to be a go, every day. We have a few spots left over the weekend. We do have a day and a half trip that leaves Sunday night, comes back Tuesday morning. You'd be back the morning of the 4th of July. It's a secret sponsored trip. Still good fishing. We had a bluefin yesterday that went 140 pounds, on the flat fall first thing in the morning. And I know the Pacific Queen hooked a few of those nice fish last night, right before dark on the Yummy Flyer. So that stuff's around. We are going to be fishing for that stuff daily. Light load, like I said, starting tomorrow night, all of our trips are a go. And they're going to be, some of those trips only have five people on them.
Wow.
Really, really good chance if you want to come out and try to catch one of those big bluefin. You know, nice light load. We will be trolling the Yummy Flyer around. Bring your flat falls, bring your fluorocarbon. Bring your heavy gear. I mean, some of those fish, I know the one the Queen got last night taped at 201.
Ooh,
so,
man.
You know, you're talking about 15-day size fish on a one-day trip.
On a one-day trip.
So cool,
and
Mike.
You do it, like, with a light load like that, you just do, like, a rotation, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be it. It's, you know, we're going to be fishing for that school-size fish, too, that 25- to 40-pound fish. Because if that stuff bites, that's, I mean, kind of what we're all about. You know, you get a chance to get everybody that hook one of those things. There is some pretty good yellowtail fishing at times. Yesterday, we didn't really focus on yellowtail too much. We still had 15 of them. Like I said, the day before, we had a kelp for 46. So there's some of that yellowtail around. Some of it's starting to get a little bit bigger, anywhere from 8 to 20 pounds. And then when it comes down to the Yummy Flyer, if we only have a handful of guys on the boat, I mean, your odds are pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, how does somebody get aboard the boat if they want to come fishing with you?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. And I did, there's a picture of our 140-pounder up on our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. So, like you said, looks like a nice week of weather coming up. Great chance to get out and try to catch one of those trophies for the 4th of July. And then, like I said, that Seeker sponsored trip comes in the morning of the 4th. Would be a great time to throw a big chunk of bluefin on the barbecue.
No kidding. All right. Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute. And, again, thanks for helping out with Tuna Wars, and we'll look forward to next year, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right, thank you, guys. You have a great rest of the weekend.
All right, very good. All right, hey, I was mistaken. Mike Lum.
In a good way.
Yeah, Mike Lum, who said that we raised enough money to take 1,600 kids fishing at that event, right?
Yeah, that is cool. I just got a text from Mike saying, between Tuna Wars and the reception, raise enough money to take 1,600 kids fishing just from that event.
Captain Rollo's kids.
Awesome.
At sea. All right.
Cool. Thanks.
Oh, add a zero off.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, for sure.
And a few extra hundred, no big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool, Mike. And awesome. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Speaking of up to date, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report, sponsored by your saltwater guide. And today, the catch report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu live bait hooks that drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your baits to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with vengeance. All the hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. They're a great hook and perfect for the bait that we have right now. And let's talk right now to the FishDope.com reporter extraordinaire, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, guys. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm in the middle of the channel on my way to Catalina. Have you guys seen what's going on at the Channel Islands? It's an historic white sea bass fight. There was 250 fish in the dock total yesterday, not counting what the private boats are putting together. It's historic what's going on at the Channel Islands right now. Those of you that have never caught a white sea bass, if you want one, I think you need to get up to the Channel Islands right now. As you venture down the coast, the white sea bass fishing on some of the stock spots is still pretty good, too. Jimmy Decker yesterday had a phenomenal fish on a crankbait on a bass rod. He got a 55-pound white sea bass there on the new port pipe.
It's just
incredible.
Cool.
It's incredible. You know, you're listening to Mike there. What's going on right now, guys, up or down the coast, in or out, wherever you go, the fishing is just off the hook right now. It's incredible. It's life-changing events that are going on. I was at Catalina all day yesterday. The barracuda fishing at Catalina is, we haven't seen this type of barracuda fish in probably 15 years. It's all big fish. They're on the beaches in 15 to 30 feet of water. It's on the surface iron, the wax wing, pretty much yo-yo iron, whatever you want to throw. The big barracuda are biting all over the front side of Catalina. There's big bonita mixed in with it, and there's yellows all over the front side also if you get on the right batch of fish. It's just, I don't know. The tuna fishing down below, looking through yesterday, caught a couple of Dorado. I don't know what you're all waiting for. All I can tell you, like I keep telling you, is you got to go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It sounds like really, really good fishing, especially Catalina, San Clemente, just on right now. And, of course, FishDope.com, Danny and the guys have all the info for you. You can find out where the hot bites are just by clicking on FishDope.com. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, gives you one full year from the day you subscribe of FishDope.com and fishing information, weather, all the information you need to go fishing. And, of course, a direct contact with the man, Dave Hansen. How do we find you, Dave? We want to go fishing with you.
Well, there's a couple different ways. You can give me a call at 949-374-0786. You can look at FishDope every day. I'm on there giving live reports from the water all day, every day. And also, you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'd be more than happy to go with you on your boat and teach you how to fish. Guys, all I can tell you is, and like Fred was talking about earlier, this anchovy thing is what made the difference. We haven't seen anchovies in the receiver in a long, long time. When you can throw anchovies, you can stand on a bait tank and throw anchovies in the water, it's going to change the whole world. And as you can see by the fish counts up and down the coast, it has changed the world.
Indeed. Oh, that's fantastic. I'll bet you have a little load on the boat right now, right?
Yeah, we got a couple anchovies here. I think we got five scoops.
That's cool, Dave.
All right, Dave. Have a great day at Catalina, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Again, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Well, jam-packed they are for sure. Let's talk to Kevin. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask for on the half days, do you think I should stick with like live bait or go to like artificials? Just trying to like get like an idea of like so I can catch good quality fish and also have like a chance for the jackpot.
We always tell people, what are you most confident with? You know, go with where your confidence is at, and then as you're on the boat, you know, see what other people are doing. You know, you always want to play off what other people are doing, where the success is at, what the bait's like. It's kind of one of those things where you just gotta roll with it. But you know, always to start off with, we tell people, you know, what are you most confident with? Where's your comfort zone?
Better to not go with the idea of, you know, being hard-headed on the boat, like, I'm going to do this the whole time, and that's how I'm going to do it. I mean, sure, if that's going to bring you more fun, that's one thing. But if you're looking for some numbers and some success, you just need to always roll into fishing with an open mind.
Right.
Anytime you think you got them figured out, they always remind you that you don't.
Yeah, people yeah, come on the boat sometimes, and it's like, you know, the last time I was on the boat, I saw somebody catch a fish with this, and I went out and I bought one, and they have this vision in their mind of what's going to work for them, and boy, that can get crushed sometimes.
Yeah, real fast, right? This fishing changes every day. Have you figured it out? All these years you've been on the water, you must have figured it all out, right?
I haven't figured out anything. It's a work in progress.
That's right.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, it's coming up this coming Saturday. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast, this time at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. The great Owen and the great guys at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, always superb hosts for our events. Your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes. Prize one, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And I have rumor that Ron Lane's going to bring that kayak to the event.
Ooh, sweet.
So you'll be able to see what you're going to win, too. Along with a trip to Sedros Kayak Fishing on Sedros Island. And Jeff Marinari from Sedros Kayak Fishing is going to be one of our guests that day, along with Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Now, that's not all. Grand prize number two is a four-night fishing package for two at Palmas de Cortez in Baja's East Cape. Includes round-trip tickets, San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Sign up for their award-winning mileage plan. Alaska has the best. All you need to do is just click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com and you join in. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and, of course, Gary the Prize Cowboy is going to be there with a ton of great stuff just for showing up. You're going to win stuff almost guaranteed when you get there. And whether you make a cast in the casting contest or just a random draw, you have a chance to win one of those two great grand prizes, the Palmas de Cortez trip on Alaska Airlines or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak and Sedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you this Saturday, July the 1st, at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Very easy to find, right off the I-5 at Garnett and Grand there in Pacific Beach. Mossy Ford, great spot. Come on down. Have a great time on July 1st.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I got a question for you guys. As far as the parking goes down there, is there an overflow parking lot where you guys can where people can park? Or because that parking lot's always packed.
Well, there is, right?
Yeah, I'd say the parking's the best. I mean, don't get me wrong. Summertime when things are busiest, parking, you know, still always offers its challenges. But right now the parking's the best it has ever been in the history of our landings. You know, obviously you have the main parking lot that can get busy in the summertime, but keep in mind that, you know, as your trip, you know, as the trip in front of you departs, all those parking spots filter open and one's kind of coming out. But if you don't feel like parking in that spot, there are now three different overflow lots a guy could park at. The old frontage road that used to go down Scott Street has been turned into free parking, and you got to be a little bit cautious as you get farther down in front of some of the restaurants. There's a section of that parking lot that's just three-hour parking, but lots of 72-hour spaces.
That's on Harbor Drive.
Yeah, on Harbor Drive, correct, that's open and completely free to park. And then there's an additional overflow lot that's maybe a half of a block away in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. They call it the Westies lot. And that's,
which is still free, right?
Absolutely. That's free parking as well. So the parking situation at the Big Three Landings is the best that it has ever been. I mean, virtually ever before. It's the most amount of free parking we've ever had. And
it's going to, I mean, take advantage of the free parking while it lasts.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to last forever.
It won't. And I can tell you just...
Sorry, Fred, to inform you. I know.
I don't even know, scratch the surface, but I can make an observation. I see Doug and Frank at the landing all the time, and I know everybody else as well. I know are those guys go to parking meetings battling for free parking and more parking. You wouldn't believe the amount of time that those guys, along with everybody else that's in leaders of our sport fishing community down there, but those guys are like the unsung. They work so hard, and I know it's an extremely frustrating process. But one of the reasons the parking is as good as it is right now is because how hard they've been working, and they just keep trying to better it more and more. So
there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good question.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. More great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3850. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
You know, the fish are always biting in one spot in San Diego.
Guaranteed.
Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I got to tell you, I know you just brought back some fresh king salmon from Alaska. I've been eating fresh king salmon from Alaska because I buy it at Point Loma Seafood.
It's amazing. You know, not only do those guys have fresh fish, but you look at it, they've got the right stuff. You know, they all the time you'll look in the case, you'll see fresh troll caught this. You know, you'll see fresh, you know, that. It's just amazing what those guys can keep with regularity in that case at Point Loma Seafood. It's amazing.
And then, how about the shrimp, man?
Oh,
the
so
wild
good.
Shrimp that they have, there's nothing like it. You want to really have a treat, you get those gourmet shrimps. Get the Mrs. Kelly's cocktail sauce. Oh,
fresh harpoon swordfish. Those guys all the time. They buy directly from the boats that are taking that fish. It's just the best of all the worlds in fish is available at Point Loma Seafood.
And if you want to have a 4th of July party extraordinaire, order now.
Yeah.
Get your seafood trays and you'll
party
be the
platter.
Hit of the town. Point Loma Seafood right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Whoa. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. How's the recovery of the back surgery?
So, Pete, thank you for asking. You know, my recovery is going super, super well. I can't wait to get all these bandages off and get my brace off and start fishing again, because I've been listening to your show this morning, and I just can't believe that I'm missing out on all this great, great local fishing.
Oh, but you take it slow, man. You got to do that when you have surgery, for sure.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate it, and I'll tell you what. I appreciate all my fishing buddies that are sharing their stories with me, and they're sharing their bluefin tuna with me. I know, and they're allowing me to continue my Tuna War recipe series. And this week, I'm telling you, I created a dish that I simply just can't stop eating. And are you ready for this one? It's called a sushi taco.
Oh, wow.
Talk about two favorites. Come on.
Really? And I'll tell you what. I would ask for a show of hands of all the listeners to ask them how many of them have actually eaten sushi tacos. But I don't want to embarrass myself. But I'll tell you what. These sushi tacos are absolutely insane. They're the big rage on the East Coast, and here on the West Coast, a lot of the poke shops are starting to make them. But everyone's making them with wonton skins, and I have created a way, a simple way for us home cooks to create our own crispy taco shells at home. You know the crispy taco shells? You go to the market and you buy the ones that are U-shaped.
Sure.
Believe me, those things are absolutely worthless to the compared to the ones that I can teach you to make at home. Besides the crispy taco shells, I teach you guys how to make a simple tuna marinade for your sushi. Take your fresh caught tuna, or, you know, our processors do such a great job in vacuum packing that tuna. Use that vacuum packed tuna. Make these sushi tacos, and believe me, you guys will be in absolute heaven, and you will blow some minds. And one last thing, once you learn how to make these crispy taco shells at home, you can use them to make beef tacos, chicken tacos, fish tacos. Believe me, you will absolutely love this recipe.
Oh, and
that's
it's
cool,
right,
Yanni.
Now it's at fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our angler's table section of letstalkhookup.com very soon. Yanni, I'm drooling, man.
I know, man. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Get fast recovery, Yanni, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You guys, thank you so much. Have a great day, and good luck fishing.
All right.
Thanks, Yanni. Thanks. Feel better.
All right. Hey, 858-457-1090, open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back in those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. Also, our toll-free line has been busy all morning. First shot on that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Let's talk to John calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, I was just wondering, is it better to bring your own tackle? Because usually when I go out, I just get tackle from the boat because it seems like they have it all ready for exactly what we're going for. And I've never had any luck with a lure or artificial bait.
You fish on the daily double, you will. Yeah, Fred will teach you, right, Fred?
Absolutely. You know, John, bring down what you have, and if you have a chance, you know, ask the crew. You know, ask us what our opinion of what you have and whether or not we can work with you with the equipment, and we'll look at what kind of shape it's in and make any recommendations. You know, if we need to spin some more line on there for you or switch things around, we'll definitely work with you, but... You know, catch us before, you know, we have equipment on the boat too. I don't, you know, we don't want to catch you last minute once the boat's left, but talk to us before we leave the dock and we'll let you know if it'll be a good idea to rent some additional equipment or if what you have is fine.
And then teaching them how to use a lure, you can do that, right?
Absolutely.
Talk to you before you leave the dock. He'll send you up to Point Loma Sport Fishing and jump in the tackle store over at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and buy the right lures, and then you teach them how.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Give it a try, and I'll bet you'll get hooked.
No doubt about that. Next up, let's talk to Henry. He's calling from Santa Cruz this morning. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick. How you doing? How you doing, Pete?
Good morning,
Henry. I had a question. A couple of guys have talked about the Yummy Flyer. I was in your tackle store about
3 weeks ago, and I saw these kind of rubber flying fish things with great hooks all rigged up. Is that what they're talking about? And would it make sense if you're going out on a sport, a day and a half or a two-day trip, to get one of those things and put it in the trolling spread when it's your chance to troll one around? Seems like people are catching fish on them.
Well, the yummy flyer indeed is that big rubber flying fish, and the rigging is pretty particular to do it the right way. I mean, there's plenty, like we talked about it yesterday, there's plenty of ways that one can rig it. We rig it a very specific way at our tackle store at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and have had a pretty huge, success rate with it. It's been a really, really good one for us. But, yeah, they're all rigged up. As far as purchasing one before your trip, I think that's something that I would talk to the captain or crew about. I definitely, for sure, want to say I don't think that everybody needs to run out and buy a $50 trolling lure. And the reason because is it needs to be fished in a fairly unique way, like Doug was talking about. I don't think that if you just went out and bought one and put it behind the boat in the trolling clips, it's probably going to get a bite. I mean, as we said yesterday, there's always anomalies to that, and every once in a while maybe, but really it's something that needs to be fished in an aerial presentation, whether it be a kite or a balloon, and most everybody does it from the kite. And so it's one of those things that it's going to be up to the individual boat and crew. But I will tell you, they're not inexpensive. I mean, one all rigged up and ready to go, done the right way, they're around $50 to $55 rigged properly. I've seen them done for less, and I've seen a lot of them that aren't done right fail.
You want to fish it on a 50-wide, big, heavy reel, right?
Exactly, yeah. You need a reel with a lot of line capacity because you fish the lure a long ways away from the boat, and that's one of the keys to it getting the bites is with the use of the kite, you can get it a long way away from the prop wash, away from the noise, and that's how a lot of those guys are getting those bites. So, I would talk to the guys on the boat because they might be, most of the time, those crew members, they're buying those things out of pocket. So I'm sure the guys would probably be stoked if you said, hey, I'd really like to do that. If you guys are planning on fishing, you want me to buy one for the boat? It's almost like a second tip for the guys, things like that. But I would talk to them before you went out and shelled out the money because they're not cheap.
Yeah, indeed. Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Yeah, opportunity to go fishing on a half-day trip. We're giving away two passes to one lucky caller to go fishing with Captain Fred and the boys on the Daily Double.
Indeed. Before we move on, I want to tell you about next weekend. Of course, we already talked about it, the big Mossy Ford live broadcast with Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and Jeff Mariani from Sejos Kayak Fishing next Saturday, live at Mossy Ford with all the extras and all the giveaways and all your chances to win those great prizes. And then next Sunday, right here in the Mighty 1090 studios, we'll be back in here, Captain Brandon Hayward from One Man Charters. So that's going to be always awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah, and that's a couple of great shows here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you here next weekend for sure.
Sounds good to me. Let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Artie. He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Artie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's up, Artie?
Hey, Fred. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Artie. How are you this morning? Hey.
Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, the question I had for you actually was, when you're doing these two trips, the day trip and then the more like the twilight trip, are you fishing for different species, and are you going Point Loma kelp versus down the beach and IB?
What we've been doing on that later trip is we've been catching a calico bass bite on the end of the point and then zooming down to Imperial Beach for a late sand bass bite. And that's worked out. I'm hoping that eventually it's going to turn into more of a sand bass bite or just a calico bite. It's nice to have a full trip at one spot or the other, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Is water cleaning up a little bit at IB now?
It's trying. That's the one thing. It's been better off Point Loma. It's been better off Point Loma. We had some really good success a couple years back, calico bass fishing. It seemed like the end of the day was really good. But this year so far, it's played out a little differently. It's like the caller a while back having a vision of what you expect to happen and then living what's truly is happening. Only time will tell. And we'll live it and we'll experience it and we'll see how it plays out.
But conditions change every day.
Yeah,
every hour.
Yeah, well, every year, you'll get into something worked, and then the next year is completely different, and what worked yesterday might not work today.
Yeah,
so.
You were talking earlier in the show about how when you went out, there was this one condition, or when the morning guys went out, there was one condition. By the time you got there, the conditions changed totally around and started happening.
Yeah.
That's how fast things can change.
Yeah, we watched a 2-degree water temperature, two, almost three, in an hour's time.
And it's just a matter of currents,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, water pushing in.
Indeed. That's cool.
Right
hey,
place, right time.
Artie, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Bob. Bob's calling us on that local line, 858-457-1090. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. You mentioned earlier that the kelp beds were really kind of, you know, really spotty at best. And in years past, I fished the waxwings around the kelp beds. And would that still be a good choice? Because the last time we went out and we were fishing chovies, we couldn't keep the birds off of the anchovies, so we started fishing the waxwing and just kill the calico bass on them.
Always a good option. You know, the waxwing, I've seen them be pretty productive. And, you know, unlike that weedless MC Hammer, I don't feel like you need a lot of kelp, surface kelp, for the waxwing to be productive. Again, don't get too big of a vision in your mind that that's going to be the lure of the day. Always have a backup, but absolutely, come on out, give it a try.
There you go. All right, thanks a lot. I love fishing the waxwing because it's so visual. You know, watching the thing, it's just fun, fun, fun. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones again, 877-792-1090.
You got it. Hey, I just got passed a note from our good buddy Kevin Kelly up at West Coast Marine, letting people know that if they're going to go down to the Bloody Decks Yellowtail Shootout Awards Banquet today at Marina Village, and he's got a brand new 2510 with twin Yamaha 200s that he's going to be having on display down there. So if somebody's going down to check out the awards banquet, wants to see a beautiful brand new Parker that's available, Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine is going to be dragging
you
one of those beautiful.
On the spot.
I don't know if you could buy it on the spot, but I bet you if you asked Kevin real nice, he'd probably make something work for you. That's for sure. But yeah, very cool opportunity to see one of those beautiful boats today down at Marina Village there, right across from C4 Sport Fishing at in Mission Bay.
Kevin's going to be our guest in the studio here in a couple weeks, so we'll look forward to talking Parker boats and Yamaha outboards with him very soon.
You got it. Well, let's jump back into the phone, talk to Jillian calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Jillian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much. I don't really have a question for Fred, but what I wanted to say is I have been out with Fred several times this year, and this is the first time he's offered that middle-of-the-day one where you miss the morning rush and the evening rush. And you can fish in the best part of the day. The crew have been really helpful. I hadn't been out for a year or so due to certain circumstances, and they were very good at getting me back and up and running. So all I can say is it's a great way to fish, and they really know their stuff.
Appreciate it, Jillian.
Good call, Jillian. That's right. Awesome.
And that trip, again, it leaves at 8:30 a.m.?
Yeah, we're leaving at 8:30 in the morning and returning at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we're taking off again, leaving at 3:00 in the afternoon and getting back at 8:30 in the evening.
That's the one I like, that sundowner trip. You know, you can sneak away from work maybe a couple hours early, slide down and get on some fishing, have a really great afternoon, and fish that evening bite, which it just, I swear, the kelp bed always seems to come alive right in those last 2 hours of daylight.
It absolutely
does. And with
these
long days right now, you're pretty much fishing all daylight, right?
Yeah.
Getting home right as the sun's going down.
You know, it's like we're watching the sun go down, and it kind of dawned on me the other day, you know, the longest day of the year is June 21st, so we're...
Now they're getting shorter.
Yeah, we were not leaving until after sundown, but, you know, now we're going to be catching it more and more, watching the sun go down, and it's, you know, a lot of times we're about an hour from the dock, so leaving at 7:30. Is about when sundown is, and we're going to get closer to that, and we, you know, getting back to the dock. We get back to the dock at 8:30, and it's just gotten dark. So
that's so cool. Yeah, great call on it. I think that was such a perfect time, giving your passengers more opportunities to have the grounds to themselves.
Yes, we sure added some nice lights on the boat this year too.
Oh,
that
cool.
That was one of the things that was on our wish list.
Good. I was just going to ask if do one style of bass, I mean sand bass versus calico bass, do one of them, do you see them tend to bite better as the time of day? Is it totally condition related? I mean, I know you mentioned that sometimes you get those good hits of sand bass as the sun's going down. Is it the same with calicos, or is that something more common to the sand bass?
You know, it can be. You know, the one thing I like about the sand bass is, you know, as it's getting dark, it's nice not having to fiddle with the kelp.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
you
sure.
know, getting away from the kelp and being more structure oriented or out in the flats. You know, now you're not as much sight fishing, mm-hmm. If you will.
I've got to place your cast.
Yeah, and you know, it's really lit up down there. The last few nights we've been down there, it's like, you know, you're letting more and more bait go at the end of the day, and gosh, you know, we had a beehive of turnbirds on us the other night, and it kind of took me back to some of the yellowtail fishing we had a couple years back. I don't know what is this about Imperial Beach, but I think there's a lot of turnbirds that live someplace close by.
Yeah, there's the estuary down there.
Yeah. And you know what? That's the bird we always trust. You know,
totally.
All the other birds, they lie whether or not there's fish there. But when the turnbirds are all over you, it's like, okay, I feel confident here. I feel like we're in a good place.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And like Dave Hansen said earlier, there's been some sea bass around. You guys have been catching a few sea bass here through the spring, right, and summer?
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted to kind of mention our Point Loma run.
Yeah.
So Steve and I, we own the Mission Bell, the Point Loma, and the Daily Double. And this is our second year of running the Point Loma on a local three-quarter day trip. And we added a good captain, Chad Slager, joined us this year. And he's an awesome fisherman. He's taking that Point Loma out daily. We're departing at 6:30 a.m. and returning at 4:30 in the afternoon. And that's kind of getting back to the roots. That
totally.
Was more of a traditional 10-hour, three-quarter day trip. Not going
U.S. waters.
Yeah, U.S. waters, not going into Mexico. You know, he can range up to La Jolla, no problem. He's been up there a fair amount this year. But... you know, it gives you a good chance on the grounds. And the crossover, you know, him and I, we're in communications with each other. He's given me a good report before I get out there on my morning trip. You know, he'll be on one end of the point, I'll be on the other. And it's just, it's helpful to communicate with each other. And that boat is such a neat platform.
Oh, yes. And it's like an extended half-day trip. It's like a half-day trip on steroids.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, again, getting back to the roots, you know, our three-quarter day trips have gone to 12-hour trips, and those guys are ranging offshore, and I tell you, you get out there with Steve and Booger, and they're running around the islands, and their sonar's banging, and it's a fast game.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be different, and... oh my goodness, those guys, they're really something. I mean, they're some fishy guys, and from what three-quarter day fishing used to be to what it is now on those longer trips, and this 10-hour trip has just kind of gotten back to the roots. You know, it's
cool.
It's anchoring up. There's more fish time.
Yeah.
There's more fish time on that 10-hour trip, I feel, than a lot of times on those 12-hour trips, because he puts his pick down and he fishes.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a really good observation,
fishes
too.
Fishes the best spot. Within the coast there,
yeah.
to go to.
Yeah.
He's got the range
and
to be able to pull that
it's
off.
An option that has not been presented for a while.
Yeah.
And it's you know, and we're getting good response. We're getting people that like it. And it's a little bit more affordable, too. It's the price is $85 for adults,
oh, yeah.
and the kid and senior price is
$75. Wow.
So, you know, compared to you know, the longer three-quarter day trips, it's, you know, it's a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah,
and you don't need to buy any permits. You buy your California fishing license, yeah. and you're done.
It's gotten things simple again.
Yeah.
I
and
like
then,
it.
Of course, Steve, one of the masters of the Coronado Islands, he's venturing out right now to the Coronado Islands or offshore, right?
Yes, and I have to say, we have that Mission Bell is in as good a place as it's been in quite a while. Steve's done such an awesome job, you know, that... RSW system he has on there. He watched what everybody else did, and we put a system on there that we feel is, you know, really, really user friendly,
sweet,
easy to get into, and you know, that boat's in such nice shape. Every time I go on it, it's like Steve's done something new, and I'm impressed. I mean, he's a great partner to work with, and he is a very fishy guy.
Very fishy guy, and lighter loads on that too. What's your max load on the Mission Bell?
We've been stopping at 42, I believe. So, yeah, a little bit more room. Not quite as jamming them on.
Yeah, for sure. And then on the Point Loma, the three-quarter day run?
We're doing 30.
Oh,
yeah. That's
really light load. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So. And then on the Daily Double, just kind of
We're licensed for 70. We don't get near that. There's been plenty of room lately, so.
Yeah. Come down and come fishing.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Jillian, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. One more question for Fred. If you were going fishing on the Daily Double, which run would you do, the 8:30 a.m. or the 3 o'clock? You're just a fisherman. Just a fisherman right now, the way conditions are, you're just a fisherman.
You know, Pete, I always tell people what works your schedule. You know, instead of trying to outguess or think what the fish are going to do, what works into your schedule best? And
I'm trying to get out of him when the best.
I know you are. I was standing by.
He's not giving it up.
Sorry, no crystal ball.
Every day is different.
Yeah, I would definitely say the calico bass midday has been the best. You know, so if you're wanting to target a calico.
That 8:30 run.
Yeah, that midday has been pretty sweet.
Okay, you're saying the 8:30 to 2:30.
Yeah.
I'm a sundowner guy. I'm taking that sundown. I just like the time. That's so convenient. Like, I can just totally see that. Sneaking out of work an hour or two early, running down to the boat, fishing, in through the evening, having a cold one on the way back in. You're not in so late that you can't get a shower and go to work the next morning, no problem. I just think that, you know, allows people to sport boat fish.
Have dinner
during,
on the boat on the way home. Yeah.
It allows you to sport boat fish.
We're the only half-day boat with a char broiler, and we knock out some beautiful cheeseburgers.
Oh, boy. There you go.
I just see it allows you to fish on a sport boat during the week when you sometimes probably couldn't otherwise. I think it's such a good call, man. I love it. Great run. Well, hey, speaking of great runs, when we come back, we're going to be giving away a couple of passes to one lucky caller to go fishing aboard the Daily Double. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the half-day fishing passes for two aboard the Daily Double, including all that tackle rental, is going to Bob in Lakeside. Bob, now you have to decide whether you're going to do the midday run or you're going to do the sundowner.
Yeah, passes are good on either one, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Come on down,
Bob.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to come ride the Daily Double, the Point Loma, or the Mission Bell, all at Point Loma Sport Fishing right there.
That's us. You can call Point Loma Sport Fishing, air code 619-223-1627, PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can buy tickets online. You can see everything that's going on the boats, what's available, and love to see you on our boats. The Daily Doubles, 8:30 to 2:30, midday, half day, evening, twilight, sundown trip. We leave at 3 in the afternoon, get back at 8:30 in the evening. We've got the Point Loma running local three-quarter day trips, departing at 6:30 a.m., returning about 4:30 in the afternoon. And, of course, the Mission Bell, 6 in the morning till about 6 in the evening, fishing the Coronado Islands or offshore.
All right. Great setup there. Just PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can book tickets right online.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Fred. Great job.
Fred, thanks. Great job. Appreciate that. And great job to you out there. Thanks for listening and all the callers that participated today. And next Saturday, we'll be live. We'd love to see you out there at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach with Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. And then next Sunday, right back here in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Captain Brandon Hayward from One Man Charters and The Bite Journal will be here with us. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass, as on the phones, as well as the board. And thank you. We'll see you next week, right back here, Mighty 1090.